So, Gemaras, and we're going to put it all together, and we'll try to connect it to Shavuos and to connect it to a few other things. So, let's start with where should we start? Let's start with there's a Gemara that in Ksuvis at the end of Perek Hadar. Perek Hadar, Aaron. At the end of Hamadir. So, Moshe, I said we're doing Gadata today.
Okay, good.
On Shavuos. This is a Gemara in Hamadir, in the end of Ksuvis, that says the following. It says that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was about to die, and the Malach HaMavis came to take him. And the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi tells the Malach HaMavis, hold on, you can't take me. You have to ask Rishus. So the Malach HaMavis says, back and forth, the Shach V'Tar with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, I want to see where my Mokim in Gan Eden is. So he tells him, your Mokim in Gan Eden is over here. And it turns out his Mokim in Gan Eden is next to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And as he goes up to, he says, okay, if it's next to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, it's not bad. So he goes to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and he asks Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, at Bar Levi, are you the Bar Levi that I heard is coming to sit next to me? So he says, I am. So he says, well, did a rainbow ever appear in your days? Re'isa keshas bi'amecha. So he says, yes. So he says, Ihachi la Bar Levi ata. You must not be the guy that's supposed to sit next to me. Because in my days, there is no keshes, which, by the way, if you look, have that chumash, Rashi ala Torah, in Parshas Noach, on the pasuk when it says about the keshes, about the rainbow, it says there ledoyreis oylam, that this is going to be a sign for generations to follow. But the word ledoyreis, which is for the generations to follow, is chaser vav. It's written without a vav. So Rashi says, in Perek Tes Pasuk Yud Beis, it says L'doyres Olam Chaser Vav. Rashi Necht of Chaser Sheyesh Doyres Shloi Hutzachu La'ais. There are some generations that do not require a rainbow. L'fisha Tzadikun Gemurim Hayu Kimay Doyres Shel Chizkiyo V'Doyres Shel Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So Rashi says explicitly that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai never had a keshes b'yamav. So he says, if you, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, needed a rainbow, you must not be the guy. The Gemara ends up saying that no, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, really, it didn't appear in his days, but he didn't want to be a Balgaiva. So he didn't say it's because of he didn't want to be Masik Tivus Alanafshe. Okay. Frek the Meshach Chochma in the end of Parsha Shlach. What is the shaykhis between Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and Rav Shimon Ben Levi? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, we know what his darg is, we'll discuss it in a minute. But where does Rav Shimon Ben Levi come into this? We never heard of Rav Shimon Ben Levi as being this man da Omar, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, right? We don't even know where he's buried, let alone 600,000 people going there in his yard site. So, like, who's Rav Shimon Ben Levi? That's Meshach Chochma's question. Where do we find Rav Shimon Ben Levi's darga? So I want to put together three chazals of Yeshua ben Levi, and it's going to be Mamash Nifla, where we see Yeshua ben Levi over here. But before we understand who Yeshua ben Levi is, to know if he's like Yeshua ben Yochai, let's go figure out who Yeshua ben Yochai is. So Yeshua ben Yochai is a Gemara in Brachas that there's a machloikes between Yeshua ben Yochai and Rabbi Yishmael. How to reconcile two stira dika psukim? There's one pasuk that says v'asafta deganecha, they're supposed to work and earn a living. There's another pasuk that says v'igisa b'yom v'alayla, you're supposed to learn all day. So you're supposed to learn all day, or you're supposed to work. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says that v'asafta deganecha is talking about einan oisin ritzoyne shel makom. It's talking about when you're not doing the ratzon Hashem properly, and Rabbi Yishmael says, and really, if you're doing the Ratzon Shel Makom, if you're doing Hashem's will, you're supposed to learn all day. And Melachtam Nasas Ayidei Acherim, and you'll get your money somehow else, a different way. Ayidei Acherim. Rabbi Yishmael says, no, Hanig Bohen Minag Derech Eretz, you're supposed to work and learn, and you work and learn, it will work. And the Gemara says Harba Asu Kerb Shimon by Yochai, Loyal Sabiyadan, Harba Asu Kerb Shmuel, Vaosu Biyadan. And the Gemara says that for the masses, their Bishmuel method seems to work, but for most people, the Shimon by Yochai method does not seem to work. Okay. So that's what Gemara says. Now, Derech Agav is a very beautiful thought on this, that it's Einan Oisin Ritzoyno Shel Mokaim, that the second parasha of Kriya Shema is not talking about Oisin Ritzoyno Shel Mokaim. So that's where the Pasuk V'asavta D'Ganecha is to be found, is in the second parasha of Shema. And over there it says they're not Oisin Ritzoyno Shel Mokaim. Frek Toisvis on the Gemara. How could you say that talking about that they're not doing the Ratzon Hashem? Doesn't the Pasuk start off V'hayayim Shamoya Tishmuel Mitzvoysai Asher Anoichi Mitzava Eschemayim? You are listening. So says Rabbi Chaim V'lajon Rabbi Shem the Gra. You're listening, but listen to the difference between the first parasha of Shema and the second parasha of Shema. The first parasha of Shema says, "V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, with all your heart, v'chol nafshecha, u'v'chol moedecha." The second parasha of v'chol moedecha means all your resources. The second parasha of Shema says, "V'hayim Shema tishmul matzvase Hashem anochi mitzav ve'eschem ayim la'ahava as Hashem Elokeichem, you love Hashem u'avdoi b'chol levavchem with all your heart v'chol nafshchem." It doesn't say v'chol moedchem. So it doesn't say all your resources. That means the second parasha of Shema is talking about the people that are not willing to give up their money for Hashem. So if you're not willing to give up your money for Hashem, you're not oisin ritzoyin shel mokum completely. You still need your own resources. You still need your access to your money. You still need a way to live. So maybe you're not holding an Rav Shimon Bar Yochai level, and therefore that's the second parasha of Kriya Shema. Okay. Furthermore, the second parasha of Kriya Shema is said b'lashon rabim, right? B'chol levavchem u'b'chol nafshechem. The first parasha of Kriya Shema is talking about b'lashon yachid. If I have to Hashem l'kach b'chol levav b'chol nafshech b'chol madecha, therefore the Bir Halacha, Reb Chaim V'lajner, the Briska Rav in the Parshas Chayisara and the Gra all say that even though the Gemara seems to say that for the masses we're supposed to follow the method of Rabbi Yishmael, but for a yachid is allowed to lift himself up and follow the method of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the individual. And the first parasha of Kriya Shema is talking about the individual, the Ahavta Hashem Elokecha. But the Rabbim, the masses, need to follow the method of Rabbi Shimon. Okay, so this is who Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was, and he followed through Chazal. Shimon Bar Yochai was the one that was able to live way above the level of Olam Hazeh. He was not connected to Olam Hazeh. He himself was oisik return to Shalmakam. He was oisik completely in Torah, and the food came by himself. When did this come to the absolute high of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's life? In the cave. He was in the cave. He had no access to food, and Hashem made him 12 charev trees, and he ate. And by the way, you see that according, you cannot expect to be Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and get delivery of steak and sushi to your doorstep. You may get 12. You'll get carob trees, and you won't die. It doesn't mean you're going to get all hanois olam hazeh either. But you don't care because you're Shimon Bar Yochai, so that's fine. So now that is the darga of Shimon Bar Yochai. Okay. Interestingly, the Chassam Sofer says that what the Simcha of Lag BaOmer is not about Shimon Bar Yochai's Ptira. It's because it was the day that the mon started falling in the Midbar. In the Midbar, if you make a cheshbon, when did they had matzah for 30 days from when they left for 30 days? The day after that they didn't have matzah anymore is when the mon fell. That was Lag BaOmer. So, but it works out very nicely that that's the day of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, because Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was the darga of the mon. He was that darga, that level of the mon, that he, everything came from Shemayim. So this is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and this is Rabbi Shmuel. Okay? Now, we already addressed the question, how do we paskin? It says for the most people, you have to paskin like this, for some people, you paskin like that. Okay. Now, we're going fast. We're like, you know, there's a lot of material, but this is the machlekes. Says the Meshech Chochma, unbelievable. Okay, this is the unbelievable part. It's like the Meshech Chochma. So he says like this: Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. There's another Gemara. There's a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says that on Daf Yud, the Gemara of the Shabbos says, has a shaila, if you're learning Torah, should you stop to daven? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says, mafsikin l'tfila. Rabbi Yochanan says mafsikin latfila. You should daven. However, Rabbi Yochanan says that there are those that don't stop for davening. If you're a certain level, you should not stop even to daven. Who is that? Rav Shimon bar Yochai v'chaverav. So Rabbi Yochanan says that for most people, you stop to daven. But Rav Shimon bar Yochai, he is so connected to his Torah that it doesn't even stop to daven. Why not? Because if you stop to daven, it's manichin chaye oilam v'oiskin b'chaye shah. Your Torah is your chaye oilam. It's a connection to oilam haba. And tefillah is a certain connection to oilam hazeh. Because I think the pshat in tefillah is that we're trying to bring down the hashpois of Hashem into this world. But you need in this world. But Rav Shimon bar Yochai exists in that world. He barely exists in this world. He exists in this world, but he's not mechuber to this world, so he doesn't have to go bring down Hashem down. He goes up. So therefore, Torah brings you up there. Tefillah kind of brings Hashem down here. And therefore, he doesn't need to do tefillah, he just needs to do Torah. And that's the darga of Rav Shimon bar Yochai, that he doesn't do Torah. By the way, very interestingly enough, the Talmud Bavli says that Rav Shimon bar Yochai did stop to do Kriya Shema. But the Yerushalmi says that he didn't even stop for Kriya Shema. Just as an aside. In that Yerushalmi, it says that Rav Shimon bar Yochai says, if it was up to me, when Hashem created man, I would have asked him to create two mouths. One for Torah and one for everything else. Meshech Chochmas Madayik, it sounds like everything else, including Tefillah. Meaning, I need one mouth for Torah. I need another mouth for everything else, including tefillah. It's not, you can't mix Torah and tefillah. It's two separate levels. And when you connect it to Torah and the Shimon bar Yochai level, you're totally out up there. And the other mouth that you have is for everything else down here, even tefillah. That's what Yerushalmi says. Then Rav Shimon bar Yochai says, but in the end, Hashem was right that he only created one mouth, because look how much Lashon Hara we speak with even one. Imagine if we had two. That's what he says. But that's the Yerushalmi. So, you see that Rav Shimon bar Yochai's level of Torah even goes to the point that you don't even have to be mispala. Zok, and who argued on him? Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Halavai shispala adam kol hayom kulay." This is the goyness here. Zok the Meshech Chachma. There's a machloikis in the Gemara in Megillah. Gemara Megillah daf chavav. The machloikis. Zok the Gemara Megillah. Are you allowed to sell a shul to buy a base medrash? Or are you allowed to sell a base medrash to buy a shul, a base haknesses? Now in those days, base medrash and base haknesses were two independent places. Base medrash was a public place for learning. Base haknesses was a public place for davening. That would mean, if you had a choice, which one to buy? You could buy a base medrash. That means everyone will come learn together in the one public place. But davening, maybe everyone will daven with a minyan, but we'll be davening with a minyan in people's houses or whatever. Privately. Or you have one public place to daven and everyone will learn in their own houses. Which one is better? So it's a machloikis in the Gemara in Megillah. Now some of first, when I saw Yitzchak Isaac cover, others, they say the machloikis is just because of basic knesses. Maybe, of course, a basic medrash has more kedusha, but just practically you need a shul. Okay. But the Zok Meshech Chochma, the machloikis, if you sell basic knesses to buy a basic medrash, is which one it takes precedence, learning or davening? Which is the machlokes between Rav Shimon bar Yochai and Rabbi Yishmael? Because according to Rav Shimon bar Yochai, you learn, you don't daven if you can. Learning is the main connection. According to Rabbi Yishmael, no, you have to hanig ben minig derez, you got to daven. So zokt the Meshech Chachma. Who's the one that argued on Rav Shimon bar Yochai that you have to stop davening? Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara Megillah is the one that says you should sell a base of medrash to buy a base of knesses. What? Meshech Chachma Sof Parsha Shlach. So, however, who's the one that argues on Rabbi Yochanan that says that you sell a base of medrash, you sell a base of knesses to buy a base of medrash? Means you should rather sell the shul to buy a base of medrash. Zokter, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So it's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. It means Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds a Rav Shimon bar Yochai. that he holds that you're not supposed to be oisik in too much in tefillah. You're supposed to focus on Torah if you can. And if you can focus on Torah if you can, then you reach the darga of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and you should sell the Beis HaKnesses to buy the Beis HaMedrash. So Zokta Meshachom, that's the shaykhis that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai had with Rav Shimon Levi. So they both agreed that this darga. And that's why the Gemara Ksuvis goes like Rav Shimon Levi Lishitasai, that you focus primarily on Limud HaTorah, on lifting oneself up completely from any connection to Olam Hazeh. That's the first step of this. This is the first Indian, okay? So this is the beautiful Indian. Now, there is a question: Do we lemaisa paskin like Rabbi Shmuel or paskin like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? So the teretz is like we said: we paskin for the rabbim like Rabbi Shimon, like Rabbi Shmuel, but for the yochid, there's you're paskin like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and this idea is brought down in the Rambam. The Briska Rav in Parshas Chayisara says that the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel says a statement which is coming to indicate the level of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. What does he say? He says, Lo Shevet Levi Bava, not only Shevet Levi can rely on what people give them, but rather, Kol Ish Mi Boy Olam, Nesoy Liboy, Lekayim, that he's Nesoy Liboy, he's uplifted to do the mitzvah. Hareze Niskadesh Kodesh Kadoshim, he is like the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he's allowed to lift himself up over the world and just connect to Torah, even if he's not in Shevet Levi, he's allowed to. And the Briska Rav says B'Shem Negra that this is the Darga of Shimon Bar Yochai. It means the Darga of Shimon Bar Yochai is mentioned in the Rambam, and it's valid. It's a valid mahalach for someone that wants to connect in that way. But the Rambam's lashon is that Harei Zeh Kodesh Kadoshim. So I was wondering, what is this Kodesh Kadoshim? What does that mean? Okay, so let's go into Shavuos a little bit. Okay. This is an unbelievable shtickle. This is why I said Shabbos. So, but I have Moedik HaSafa from Motzei Shabbos on it. So, the Beis HaLevi has a question. He wants to understand the whole Chazals regarding the Luchos Rishonos and the Luchos Shniyos. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the Luchos, and the Luchos, it says that they got very heavy because the letters started being perech ba'avir. The letters started coming off of the luchos. It got very heavy and he broke it. So basically, if you want to understand, what does that mean that the letters got very heavy? What does that mean? And then it says that there was that when Moshe Rabbeinu was rewriting the luchos, there was ink left over in the pen, and Moshe Rabbeinu put that ink that was in his pen on his head, and from that came the karnei hoid. The glory, the light of glory that came from Moshe Rabbeinu's face. What is the meaning of this chazal? He put the ink, there was leftover ink, the letters started flying. What's going on? Zokta Beis HaLevi. In the Luchos Rishonos, that they had already reached the Tachlis, the world. So in the Luchos Rishonos, the first version of Matan Torah, all the Torah Shebiktav and all the Torah Shebaal Peh was written in the Luchos itself. That's what he says. If you look in the Psukim, it will never say, Ve'echtoiv es aseres hadvarim. It never talks about the Aseres HaDibros in the Luchos, because everything was in the Luchos, even the Torah Shebaal Peh, even the Mishnayos, Gemara, everything was in the Luchos. But in the Luchos Shniyos, after the Chet HaEgel, he says that Klai Yisrael is destined to Galus, and once it's destined to Galus, Hashem didn't want to put the Torah Shebaal Peh in the Luchos, so he left that out of the Luchos. The next version was only going to have the Torah Shebiktav on the Luchos, and the Torah Shebaal Peh had to remain behind. So he says the letters flying off of the Luchos means the Torah Shebaal Peh left the Luchos. It wasn't going to be in the Luchos Shniyos. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu said, this is too heavy for me. I can't have, where's the Torah Shebaal Peh going to be? So the Torah Shebaal Peh was the ink that was left in the pen. So Hashem says, put it on yourself and you'll shine. Meaning that you, the Talmid Chacham, has to know the Torah Shebaal Peh. And you, by knowing the Torah Shebaal Peh, you become the Sefer Torah. The way he says it is, your body becomes the cloth on which the Torah Shebaal Peh is written.
Your brain.
What?
Your brain.
Your brain.
Your
the seichel, the Adam, the person becomes the cloth upon which the Torah Shebaal Peh is written. Okay? And that's why he shines, and that's the meaning of that chazal. So the beautiful Beis HaLevi, that he says that there's a concept of the Torah Shebaal Peh going onto the person. Now, let's take one more step further. That means, essentially, the luchos where the Torah Shabbat is written is the person. Let's take it one step further. Chazal say that the luchos were ma'aseh elokim eimo, chorus al haluchos. It was a certain type of engraving. What was the engraving that was done on the luchos? The engraving that was done on the luchos was through and through. So there's two miracles in that. Number one is that no matter where you held it, you could see the lucha, you could see the lettering. Number two is you could see the lettering properly; it wasn't backwards. Number three, there were certain letters in the luchos that were totally disconnected, and they should have fallen out, and they were held up with a nes. Mem v'samach shebaluchos b'nes hayu oimdim, because the mem and the samach don't have a connection point. So. So the question is, why does Hashem make that nes? What is the significance of the nes? Hashem doesn't make a nes for no reason. So what was the significance of that nes? Okay? Second question. There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, V'oimer charus al haluchos, al tiki charus elo cheres, ein lecha ben tchoyen elo misha oisek batayra. That it says in Chazal that this, what it says, charus ala luchas, it's engraved in luchas, it doesn't mean engraved, it means cherus, it's freedom, that you can only become free through learning Torah. What is becoming free? You become free from the Eitz Hara, you become free from the shackles of the body, of the guf, through Torah. So the Chidah asks, why is the connection between the Drush and the Pshat? The Drush has to be chal on the Pshat. So all of a sudden, in the middle of when you're talking about engraving the luchos, that's when you start telling you can become free through Torah. What's the connection between the drush and the pshat? Zok techida nifla dika pshat. It's betzirif also in the Or Gedaliah on Shavuos. He says the following: in every book, there's two parts. There's the letters and the paper, right? The paper holds the letters. What's the ikker? The letters or the paper? The letters. But the paper has a big problem, because if you hold up the paper here, you could see it, but the other person can't. Why? Because the paper blocks the letters. Even though the paper is really agav, but the paper blocks the letters. So he says that the luchos were such, that the lettering was so emesdik and so clear, that the luchos, although they were holding it, but they didn't block the letters at all. No matter where we were holding it, you could see the lettering through the luchos. So the paper became totally tuffel to the lettering. To the point that some letters didn't even require the paper at all. They were holding b'nes. What's the remez? He says, the remez is that we have a neshama and we have a guf. What's the ikar? The neshama. What's the tafa? The guf. The guf is holding the neshama. The problem is that it's just like the paper. When you look at the person, you see the guf. You don't see their neshama. So the paper blocks the letters. What happens is that by learning Torah, you could become that your guf becomes invisible, that you become just your neshama. That it could be so clear that when you see the person, you see the neshama in them, you see the Torah in them, shining through. So the lesson of the charus that you can engrave through and through is that you could reach a point that the neshama is engraved in the person to the point that when you see the person, you see their neshama. And you don't see their guf. And it could be freestanding of their guf. Just like the letters were freestanding of the paper. That's the pshat. So he says, "Ein lecha ben chayrin el mishaisik b'tayra." You could become totally free of your guf. You become totally free of your guf through learning Torah. That is merumas. That is hinted to us in the idea that the luchos were engraved. It's exactly that same point. That's exactly where the remez is. The remez is in those words. Just like the luchos, the words of the Torah, were engraved through and through, so too a person can become the luchos for the Torah, and through Torah can become free from the guf. And that's the Ein Lecha Ben Chayrin El Misha Oisek B'Torah. Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chavar adds on in the Or Torah, which is a pirush on the Ma'ilas HaTorah, in Ois Chavav, he adds on that he says, Mem V'samech Shebaluchos reach a darga that he has no chibur to the guf at all, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's level. Mem v'samach shebaluchos zakt ar b'nei soimdim zakt b'tzagai zekover. Why? Because zacha, if you learn Torah, nasaloi sam chayim. Sam is mem v'samach. So the sam chayim is the potion for life, is the Torah, because you could become totally disengaged from the guf and just be a neshama, basically. I mean, disengaged from oil mazeh, which is the darga of Shimon Bar Yochai, through learning. And that's the remez of the luchos. Okay? Now, if we take that a step further, that means the Talmid Chacham that reaches that darga is like the Luchais himself. I think there's a Gevaldik remez to this in the Gemara Ksuvos when it talks about the Misa of Rebbe, it talks about the death of Rebbe, Rebbe Yehuda Anasi. So it says there that the Malachim were fighting back and forth. They were trying to keep Rebbe alive. So it says over there that V'amar Erelim u'metzukim achzu ba'ara nakodesh davkav dalad amad alav. The people down here in the Malachim were fighting over the Aron of over the coffin of Rebbe. But it calls the Aron of Rebbe the Aron HaKodesh. It's a very strange lashon. So I think it's saying is that the Rebbe was the Aron HaKodesh because he was holding the Luchais. He was like the Aron HaKodesh where the Luchais are. So Rebbe's Aron was the Aron HaKodesh of the Torah. And what's the next Gemara? The next Gemara is B'shas P'tiroso Sh'Rabbi Zokof Eseretz Bo'isav Klapi Maila. Rabbi was a wealthy man. And at the time he died, he lifted up his 10 fingers and he says, Ribbono Shalom, Golav Yadua Levanecha She'agati B'eseretz Bo'isav B'Torah. I used all my koiches for Torah. V'lo ne'nesi afilu B'etz B'ktana. I never benefited anything from this world. A Talmid Chacham that never benefits anything from this world, that darg of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, he's totally disconnected from his guf. So the Aron, which is holding the guf, is holding the luchas, it's Aron HaKodesh. That's what the Gemara is saying. The Rambam, I didn't fear this place on Shabbos, I forgot. When the Rambam says that a Rav Shimon Bar Yochai person is like the Kodesh HaKadoshim, what's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Is the Aron HaKodesh is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Right? The Kodesh means that you're separate from this world. Kodesh HaKadoshim means you're not even connected to this world. What happens in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Kodesh HaKadoshim is there's no sense of space. It's machzik hamuat es hamaruba. Right? Kodesh HaKadoshim is the space in this world which you go, that's where it's connected to up there. A tzaddik is like that he reaches the Dargah of Shem Baruchai is like the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He's like an Aron HaKodesh. You put that in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and it's the place in the world that is really Olam Haba. And you're not meshubit to the laws of this world. You could live on Mon. Right? So that's the Dargah of Shem Baruchai that we're talking about. And that's the Dargah of Rabbi Shuben Levi. So now, there's two other Gemaras. There's the Gemara in Shavuos on Daf Tezvav that says over there that if it's usher to if you have a haloichesh alamaka, Rabbi Shuben Levi says it's usher lisrapois b'divrei Torah. You're not allowed to use psukim in the Torah to make your refuah. To make yourself feel better. Why? It's like witchcraftery. You can't say, well, if you say this pasuk four times, it's going to help you. You're not allowed to do that. The Sefer Chinuch asks, why are you allowed to say Tehillim? No, because you're davening to Hashem. But stamuzet, to use a magic pasuk, you're not allowed to do that. You're not supposed to do that. Even though people say, oh, say this pasuk 14 times, frontwards, backwards, and look at your, your appendix and it will go away. You're not supposed to do that. It's usher to do that. It says, usher lisrapois b'divrei Torah. Oh, okay, you're not allowed to. So Frekta Sefer, Rabbi Kiva Eger, tells to a Sefer Taras Chaim. The Taras Chaim asks a question that in the Gemara in Erevin, it says, ha'chosh b'roisha yasek b'toira. Chosh b'chol gufa yasek b'toira. If a person's sick, he should learn and it gets better. So he says, a person could learn and lift themselves up over their problems of their guf, and they could learn, then eventually Hashem takes care of the problems of their guf. But he's not faking it. He's not just saying a random pasuk for magic. He's actually making that the problem with his body doesn't bother him, and he could go in and learn, then Hashem will make it, oh, it doesn't bother you? Then I'll fix the problem. That's what it's saying. Hachosh b'roisha yasek b'toirah. But stamazoy also lisrapois b'divrei Torah. You're not allowed to fake it. So who's the Baal Memra there? So the Marsha asks a question. How could it be that you could learn on such a level if you're chosh b'chol gufay? What is the Metzias? What are we talking about? But who's the Baal Memra over there? It's Rabbi Shuben Levi. Shuben Levi is the Dagger of Shem Baruchai. For him, the body is totally not, it's just in the, it's totally agav. So if by him, if he could lift himself up over, he's connecting to his neshama, the guf doesn't get in the way. So Hashem heals the guf just so it could service the neshama. But it doesn't get in the way, b'chal. The Marash, to the point that the Maharal says, what does it mean in that Gemara there, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, the Malach had to ask Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi for permission to kill him? Since when does the Malach HaMavis have to ask permission to kill someone? So he says, Nifla de Gazach, the Marsha. Marsha says that, not Marsha, the Maharal, says normally, what is the Malach HaMavis' job? A person's guf is down here, and it's time to take the neshama to Shemayim. So the Malach HaMavis is in charge of the neshama, and he goes and takes the neshama upstairs. That's fine. He said, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi lives on a dargah of Shimon bar Yochai. Really, if it's time for him to go to Olam Haba, he should bring his body with him, because his body just had no gashmis to it. It was just servicing the neshama the whole time. So what does the Malach HaMavis have to do? His job is to come and keep the guf down here, not to take the neshama up there. So he's got to take the guf and put it down here. Hold on, you want to take my guf and put it here? That's not your job. So he says, you have to ask Rishus to do that. That's what Maral says. It's the opposite misa from everybody else. So this is the dag of Rishur ben Levi. Now, I think an amazing diak, even though it's not true in the Pesukim in Parshas Va'ekev, but it is true in the Pesukim in Parshas in the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu went up for 40 days. Those 40 days, we said, everything was written on the Torah. The next 40 days, there was Tersh Baal Peh, and you had to become the Torah. And the way to become the Torah is you have to become the Luchais, that you could be see-through, that basically you don't service the Guf. When Moshe Rabbeinu goes up for the second 40 days, the Pasuk in Kisisa, Perek Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Chaf Ches, it says, "Vayisham Hashem arboim yom arboim lechem leochal umayim leishasa." It doesn't say that about the first 40 days, even though he didn't eat and drink. It's true, but why doesn't the Torah make an emphasis of that? It doesn't speak it out. The answer is because the second 40 days, Moshe Rabbeinu was becoming the luchos for the Torah. To do that, you want to be charus al luchos. You want to see that the neshama goes through. It has to be that lechem leochal umayim leishasa, that you didn't engage in olam hazeh. If you didn't engage in Lom HaZeh, an ace, you lived, whatever. But that's the emphasis of the Luchos Shnias, that Moshe Rabbeinu reached that daga. I think in Parshas Ekev it says it by both. But here it doesn't. Here it only says it by the first time. Okay. Now, some of this is Merubah and Meshach Chochma on those Pesukim in Kisisa also. Now I want to say, unbelievable Haisafa. So we were saying a lot of this has to do with the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, that the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says that Chorus ala luchais, right? Al tika chorus ala cheres, ein lucha ben chorer, ein lucha misha esek v'tera. We're saying it's freedom from the guf through esek ha-tera, and that's merumas, that's hinted in the engraving of the luchais onto the stone. Really, that Mishnah has the first part of the Mishnah. What does the first part of the Mishnah say? First part of the Mishnah says, "B'chol yoim v'yoim," every single day, "Bas kol yoytzeis mehar choyrev," a heavenly voice comes out of choyrev of Har Sinai, and it says, "Oylem lebriyos me'al boino shel Torah." Woe is to the world for the disgrace of the Torah. Why? Shekol mi she'inasuk b'Torah nikra nozuf, and it says, "Nezim zov ba'af chazir isha yafa v'saras tam," and then it goes, "V'oymer haluchos ma'isol kimhema." What's this albinish? What's it saying? And what's this thing about nezim zav ba'af chazir, which means it's like putting a golden ring on the nose of a pig? What's going on? So Reb Chaim Volozhin, I heard from Rabbi Tzio Salomon, a beer, that what it's talking about over here is that when a person distracts their focus from Torah onto their body. So it's an albino shel Torah. It's a disgrace to the Torah. It's a disgrace to the Torah. It's a disgrace to your neshama. Hashem made you two parts. He made the neshama and the guf. And what do you focus on? You go and focus on the guf. So he said, what's the mashal of that? The mashal of that is when a pig puts a golden ring on his nose. What's the nose of the pig? That's the part of the pig that he goes and he sticks into the mud. Right? And he makes it all dirty. So what's going on? So first of all, it's a disgrace to the ring. But more so, it just looks foolish, right? It's like you're putting a golden ring on the part of your body, the gufa gets dirty. This doesn't make sense. If anything, you look foolish, right? If a garbage man is going to collect garbage in his kashuv tuxedo, so first of all, it's a bizarre to the tuxedo, but also makes him look dumb. You're so off that you think what you're doing deserves a tuxedo. It just doesn't make sense. So when we're mechabed the guf, right? So first of all, we have a neshama, so bizarre to the neshama. But more so, you're putting on a whole suit and tie, you look all good on your guf, you look foolish. What are you making a big fuss about the guf? The main thing is the neshama. So it's a disgrace to the Torah when a person does that. And then it goes on and says, and that's the connection between the first part of the pasuk of the Mishnah and the second part. Rather, michtav elokim, the neshama is there to shine through the guf. And that's the whole Mishnah, yeah? Shmak pshat of the Mishnah? Who's the author of the Mishnah? Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. B'chol yoyim v'yoyim. Yoytzis ma'achor. This is the darg of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is the one that was, his place in Gan Eden was next to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. And he says, sell the Beis HaKnesses to buy the Beis HaMedrash. And he's the one that says that when you can lift yourself up of the guf, this is the darga of Shabbos. And this is the darga of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. That he reached this level of charus al aluchais, and that's what he's saying. There's one more Gemara. Last night, someone came over to my house randomly. He bought me a gift. He bought me an old sefer, whatever. He came over, and he randomly told me over Avar. And I think it fits in with this. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, Penches Amud Beis. The Gemara says that at the time of Matan Torah, it says that Kol Dibor v'Dibor Shiyotza Mepi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yotza Nishmasan Shel Yisrael. Their guf could not handle the Torah, and it was Parcha Nishmasan. They died. There's another Gemara that says that, and then Hashem was Mechai Mesim. There's another Gemara that says Kol Dibor v'Dibor Shiyotza Mepi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chozu Yisrael Achayrein. They went. They were pushed back Yud Beis Mill. The shear of Yud Beis Mill is a shear which is completely out of your tchum. It's like they were thrown to a whole new realm, but they didn't die. So the Marsha asks, it's a stira. The first Gemara says that they died. The second Gemara says they were pushed back Yud Beis Mill, but they handled it. So he says there were different levels of people. There were different levels of people. But the point is that the Gemara says that if you were not on the level, if you're not on the level, then your guf could not handle the experience of accepting the Torah. And then Shoma just grew out of the guf and they just died. Right? But there were people that were able to handle it. Right? Those people had to go out of their tchum of Yud Beis Mill and then come back. But they were able to handle it. So you see that really the way the Torah was given was such that really our guf, if you're not, our guf shouldn't really be able to handle it. Because really, the way the neshama is, you're supposed to focus solely on the neshama. And if the guf is too strong, it won't be able to handle it. Who's the author of this memra? Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is the one that says this. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says that if you're not, the way the Torah is given, really, you have to minimize the guf. And if you're going to be a guf person, then it's going to be parcha nishmasai. You can't really handle it. You have to be able to lift yourself up and train your guf to take second seat in the position. But if you don't, then you can't handle the Torah. This is not a Rabbi Yishmael Dika Chazal. This is Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and a Rabbi Shimon ben Levi Dika Chazal. Chazal is saying to us that if you're Rabbi Yishmael, okay, so the Torah, you could shlim with the Torah, you could figure it out. But really, if you're going to be Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's level, really what Torah is supposed to be and the proper way is a total uplifting experience to lift oneself up over the guf. So when we come to Shavuos and we're accepting the Torah, we're supposed to use it as a tool to lift ourselves up over all the narishkeit. Obviously, each kifid argasa. Everyone, we're not talking about Shirim Bayichai over here, but everyone according to their level, at least when they're experiencing. So I was thinking maybe that's pshat why we don't sleep. Then we don't sleep. Why? Because the guf requires sleep. And what are we doing? We're trying to minimize the guf. We're trying to minimize the guf by saying, I'm not going to help my guf. I'm just going to.
It's like, well, we don't eat on Yom kibbutz.
Right, right. I'm just going to engage in the Torah. I'm not going to pay attention to the goof. Now, if the whole entire night, instead of learning, you're filling up with cheesecake, coffee, and all that, so you're right to engaging in the goof. But the point is, if you can lift yourself up over and experience...
The result didn't have a...
and experience some learning that night of like pure learning, then we can experience at least when we are learning, and we can experience a certain darga of shlemus of this darga of Rishim Bayachai, this experience, and that's the real time of Torah, and that's the experience of Rishim Bayachai and the love of Rabbi Shimon Levi. The Gemara that says that according to Rishim Bayachai, they never saw keshes, they never saw rainbow. Because rainbow means that really, the world should be destroyed. Hashem is keeping you going. But if you, that's because the world of Gashmi is a different place. But if you live in the world and you utilize it totally for Ruchnius, there's no makom for keshes to come. Because the world's here totally just to service you. So that was Shimon Bar Yochai's point. Shimon Bar Yochai said, if you're on my level, there's no room for a rainbow. There's no room for Hashem to say, I should take it away. Take it away means you're not using the world properly. But if you're on my level, the world is 100% just to service your Ruchnius. And Rabbi Shimon ben Levi Taka also had that he was on that level. So this is the Chazal, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and this is the level that every person can strive, obviously kifi dargasai, but I mean, at least we should be Rabbi Shmuel people, but if not, we can touch a little bit. What?
We should know that Rabbi Shmuel exists.
What?
Even if we're Rabbi Shmuel people, we should know that it exists.
Right, exactly. So, and in Mitzvah Shem, we should be zoicha to have a proper Kabbalah Satori.